wall up here needs to be closed up. And it itches, but it's not nearly as bad as fiberglass. I've insulated with fiberglass before, and it is just miserable.
Mark and Liz Ames never thought they'd build a house from the ground up. But as others have found, there's something about straw bales makes you think you can do it. After all, who didn't play with blocks as a kid, or Legos?
Most of them are stacked horizontally. Some spots where we, because of the framing, we've had to put them in vertically. Then there's times where we have to get the sledgehammer out and do a little bit of fine-tuning.
The Ames house sits on 70 acres of woods and pasture, 50 miles southwest of Duluth. With its green metal roof and half-log siding, it doesn't look like straw from the outside, but go on in. The 10-foot walls are light, dry bales. Nothing special, just everyday straw, hauled in by a local farmer for $2 a bale. Dimensional lumber supports the roof and frames the doors and windows. Straw dust hangs in the barn-like rafters. The place smells like a barn, minus the manure.
We estimated that it was going to take close to 600 bales. I think we overestimated. I think we actually put around 400 into it.
Several years ago, the Ames built a traditional house in the suburbs. It cost $120,000. This one will cost under $40,000, though the savings, they point out, are in labor, not materials. For the Ames, straw was a practical means to a simpler life. Liz's nursing job in Duluth supports them financially, while Mark homeschools the kids.
We really want to focus on things that are more meaningful in life, on relationships with people, on time to be together, on being able to do things together as a family. And the more weighed down with debt and the more cluttered life gets, the harder it is to do that.
Though straw houses are scarce in Minnesota, there are probably fewer than 10, they have plenty of history elsewhere. After the steam baler was invented in the 1890s, farmers on the plains found squares of compressed straw could be stacked and plastered to make permanent load-bearing walls. Straw was cheap and often more available than wood. In Nebraska, straw bales were used to build homes, stores, even churches. Some have stood long enough to witness a revival of their kind.
Within the last year, it has just really exploded. I'll get 25, 30 telephone calls today. I get them from New Zealand. I get them from Nova Scotia. I get them from Australia.
John Stetson is the owner of Out on Bale by Mail, a Tucson, Arizona company selling plans and materials for straw bale houses. The bale resurgence is strongest in the Southwest, where hundreds of homes have gone up the past few years and building codes have been changed to accommodate them. Stetson and other self-proclaimed bale heads say the world is discovering what Nebraskans have known for 100 years, that straw bale homes are inexpensive, warm in winter and cool in summer, and quiet, as you might expect from a house with walls almost 2 feet thick. Never ask a bale head if this might be a fad, the geodesic dome of the 90s.
If it's a fad, so is being environmentally conscious. So is wanting to save money on your heating and cooling bills. We're talking about 80% savings in heating and cooling bills. We're talking R45 to R55 insulation factors, which is right out of sight.
Mark Ames, laying up sheetrock, tempers the balehead ardor. Yes, they expect to save money on heat, but straw bale construction is unproven in Minnesota's cold, moist climate. Moisture is Ames' chief worry. If the straw gets wet and isn't allowed to dry, it'll rot. Gotta have breathable walls, he says. Another worry, they still haven't found an insurance company willing to cover a straw bale home. And one more worry, winter's coming. He and Liz and four young boys are living in a 17-foot travel trailer until this place is done. 11-year-old John says it's like sleeping in an oven.
Would you guys ever build another straw house?
No.
I think if I ever built a house, I'd probably go with conventional stick construction.
Yeah, that's where I would go.
Just make it out of wood. It's less work. You can slap it up more quickly.
There are days when we've felt like lighting a match to the whole thing. I think as we step back and kind of gain perspective, I think we still are glad that we have built with bales. I think the proof will be in the pudding, that come January when it's 40 below outside, we'll see just how comfortable it is.
Straw bale homeowner Mark Ames. Workshops teaching bale construction are being planned for next summer in Minnesota and Wisconsin. Leif Enger, Main Street Radio.